Welcome to Hypothetically Speaking, the show where we discuss would you rather questions. We take a look at hypothetical scenarios and we analyze them in extreme detail. My name is Casey Carollo. With me, as always, my partner in crime, Bennett Deedy. Bennett, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing very well, Bennett. I'd love for you to introduce today's guest.
I would be happy to.
Delighted? Good.
Sure, you could say that. Delighted.
I did say that.
A very good friend of ours, a college buddy, the one and only, the legendary, Greg Tomlin. Greg, how are you?
Doing great, guys. How's it going?
Doing very well, Greg. So
we're,
happy
we're
to,
happy
have,
to
you
have you here, Greg.
Likewise, I'm excited for today.
Happy to have you, especially for
the actual man, myth, and legend himself.
That's
some
true.
Would say.
And
I don't want to disappoint.
Especially for today's question, I think it's even more fitting, so I'm excited. All right, gentlemen, I have the question ready. Are we ready to go?
Fire away.
All right. Let's hear it, man. Would you rather be a vegetarian for the rest of your life, or if you want to continue to eat meat, you must kill all of the meat that you're going to eat? So if, like a normal person that you are now, because I know you're both not vegetarian, but whatever meat you intend to eat, you must kill that animal before. I actually thought of a clarifying question unless you two want to shoot one over first.
I mean, is this even a question?
I have a quick clarifying question because
I know that, but the would you rather?
I think one is empirically better than the other.
What is there to even discuss?
Answer me this question because I'm so hardcore going vegetarian forever for a few reasons. But my clarifying question is this. We're talking about like go out and kill a wild animal, correct? We're not talking about like some loophole where you can go to some nearby farm and ask the farmer to kill the cow instead of him killing the cow.
You physically must take the life.
Okay, so you're
and it must be as intense as that statement.
Yeah.
Okay, or
so,
more.
Yeah, so
bare
then
hands.
You're hunting.
Bare hands.
You are hunting it. You can hunt it in any way that you want, but you are hunting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
I mean,
then,
do you have any like further questions then about where you're hunting or where the animal is, or is it I mean,
you have to hunt within normal hunting guidelines. You can't go shoot a cow off of somebody's nearby farm. So,
no.
Okay. So then I'm a way more vegetarian for sure now.
Interesting.
Based
very,
on, yeah.
Actually.
Say that again?
I said very interesting. I would love to hear why.
Well, I can only assume you two are on the fence of eating meat and killing your meat.
Correct.
Greg,
without question.
Yeah, I thought so. Well, first, I'm going to go with the hassle of, like, I literally don't know an area near me or us. We're all pretty much in the same area where I could even go hunting. There's not, like, a ton of forests that I'm aware of. And that's probably because I don't have my hunting license and don't care to go hunting.
You have a house in New Hampshire.
That's true, but you can't just go hunting in the woods randomly with a gun in an area where people are living. You have to go to some sanctioned hunting area.
I mean, yeah, but you're making it seem like it's a difficult process. It's only going to be a short period of time before you get whatever license is necessary. And then, yeah, from there, you're right. Legally, you can't. And I'm sure Greg knows more about this than both of us do, but it's not going to be that difficult, especially in a place like New Hampshire. Those sanctioned off places probably aren't going to be that, you know, all that hard to find.
I think we're missing a very obvious technical point here.
What's that?
So the reason I say empirically one is better than the other is I can be a vegetarian if I want. Just anytime I want to eat meat, I go kill it. You just don't have the ability to do it.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say that, and that's why, like, innately the question seems more tailored to that side. I guess I was thinking of it more like you basically have to continue eating the way you normally eat now, but you have to kill all the meat you eat, which isn't really how the question is. So what would we rather? Would we? Because you're right. The way you're asking it, it's almost it would almost make not make sense to choose to be a vegetarian because you could just choose that outright.
Right.
When and I assume you eat a decent amount of meat throughout the week, which means that that's why I picked the vegetarian side.
True. The funny part is I've actually switched closer towards or more towards fish lately.
Exactly. And we both have that option. So that's an easy one.
Wait, hold on. Are you considering fish for a vegetarian option?
Yeah, fish is not an option for you.
Is it not?
It's 1,000% not an option.
It is an animal.
You can't have fish when you're vegetarian.
Really?
Yeah, you're thinking pescatarian. Pescatarian, yeah.
Oh, well, that sucks. I didn't think of that. But I can okay. So
man,
I,
you're just gonna have a low iron, low energy,
You can't have fish
lunch dinner.
You can have nothing but like leaves and berries.
Maybe a granola bar.
Yeah, but I can eat eggs still. It's not animal products. It's just
Greg. Is that true?
I'm not sure.
Well, you thought it was Casey. You thought fish was an option, so I'll take your word for nothing. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Greg, eggs aren't an option. You can't eat eggs when you're vegetarian.
I'm pretty sure you can because that's an animal product. It's not an animal. It's not meat.
It's not meat, but it's
like vegans, like vegans milk, don't eat eggs.
Milk is an animal product, but it was never a living thing. An egg is an animal. You know, I don't think you can eat those when you're vegetarian.
I was dead wrong about the fish. I'm pretty sure you can eat eggs, though.
I was under the belief that it is not.
Yeah, somebody fact check that real quick.
All right, I'm Googling.
Google it up. Ask Alexa. Greg does have an Amazon Alexa in which he uses solely.
Yeah, no, eggs are not animal products. Just
so it says egg is popularly considered. Sorry, this is from a cooking website. I don't know if that's a good place to go, but
okay,
this is the first one that came up. Eggs are popularly considered a non-vegetarian food, but there are several facts that do not entirely support the statement. It sounds like Google is in the same boat as we are, and it's a bunch of opinions.
Okay,
these are people who are sick of being vegetarians and want to somehow justify the fact that eggs are okay. It's absurd. You can't have. I mean, look. I'm not Casey. I'm not giving you eggs, buddy. You're vegetarian. You're vegetarian. All right. You got nothing.
All right. Well, if I'm being fair, and this is a my fault thing, I thought I was going to be able to eat fish and eggs. So
what if we give you just eggs?
As long as the question is that you guys have to eat the same amount of meat you eat now, because if not, then Greg's right. I could literally, there's no reason to ever pick the vegetarian side.
I mean,
because that's much more of a burden on your life that I'm not willing to accept, and you guys might be.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think that,
imagine how much chicken you two eat, and you guys are not going to be able to kill that much chicken.
Chickens are too fast. I couldn't.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to kill the amount of stuff that you normally eat in a reasonable amount.
You're really
amount of
sticking
time.
With the. You're really sticking with a bare hand kill.
I would head on down to the Keys. I would grab a net, a stick, and then get a spear and just do a bunch of spear fishing, a little bit of lobstering, and eat like a king.
I like that before he said spear, he said stick.
Well, it's for lobstering. You take a net and a stick, that's for the lobster, and then...
What's the stick for?
So they call it a tickle stick, and basically...
Holy shit.
Yeah, I didn't even
you tickle the chickens before you kill them? Or
what? This is lobster.
So basically, right. They'll hide in these little caves or little shelves, and you basically tap them on the back of their tail, and then they think something's behind them. They crawl out of the shelf. You put the net behind them and slowly drape the top of it over them, and they'll flip back into the net, and then you catch them.
Greg, you're
you rip head off right after that and eat it in front of its lobster family too.
Immediately rip it out, ream it, and then cook it.
Casey, if you do, if you're willing to do that, I'll give you lobster. Casey, if you're actually willing to fish, then I'll, like, what if you can have fish as long as you catch it, which obviously changes it, but you were under the assumption that you'd have that option. What if we give you that option, but you have to catch the fish?
I can take that. I'll catch. Yeah. If I mean, yeah, that's the thing. If I wanted fish, I would just have to go catch it. But so you guys are going to have to eat the amount of meat that you normally eat, right?
I mean, to some extent, it's going to take, it's going to be affected, you know, a little bit, but the point is we are eating meat throughout the entire year, 100%. And not like a bullshit amount. Like we are.
Now that changes it though.
How so?
Yeah. See, that changes it significantly. Cause Greg is thinking like he can go a certain amount of time without eating it. And then he'll go hunting, eat it in that amount of time. I think Greg, I think if you had to eat the same amount of meat you normally eat, you wouldn't be able to do this and actually keep a full-time job.
Especially that's where I was getting at is,
yeah,
it's a lot of time.
It's way too much time.
It's not as much time, Greg. I'm sure you know plenty about this, but it's not as much time as you'd think, because when you kill, and again, this is random, but I've been listening to like hunting shit online somehow or another. And when you kill like, I don't know, an elk or whatever it may be, you have hundreds of pounds of meat that you store in a freezer that's going to last you a long, long time. So, you know, all it's going to take is however many weekend hunting trips a year where you better hope that you catch something to supply you with plenty of meat. Like, it's not – I don't think it's going to cut into your work schedule that much.
That is a good point. I think it would just change the way you're – because you'd literally have, like, a chest freezer full of a ton of meat. Like a ton.
Yeah, but that's what you do when you hunt. That's usually how it goes, you know what I mean? Like people who literally just eat the meat that they hunt, they usually have a freezer packed with it.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. I think I'm gonna stick with my my original. You would make time.
You'll find time. Casey, yeah. Is there more of like a moral argument on your side? I'm curious about that.
No, not at all. I don't really. If you're hunting it, as long as you're not using like dynamite, which I guess you could. No, I don't know anything about hunting.
I don't know what there'd be left to eat after that, but.
Well, I meant with the fish. Like a lot of people go like dynamite fishing.
Dude, you're not going to go dynamite fishing.
I think I'm you're thinking you of the sushi roll.
If you were
starving. I'm not even fish. I don't need fish. You're the one who's out there on your goddamn rowboat with dynamite, apparently.
I mean, I just think it's such a hassle out of my day. Like, Greg, you will not have time to do this.
I mean, Bennett made a good point, though. On the weekend, you can stock up. I was under the impression that you would hunt for that day's food. I was going with more of like a primal type.
An exact hunter-gatherer strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's picturing himself back in the day killing like a woolly mammoth.
I was assuming zero refrigeration.
No, you can use refrigeration. We're keeping that, yeah. I mean, I just think I'm going to – well, first off, I'm going to be so much healthier than you guys anyway. Because
How is that true? You're not,
Casey
you're not
has a point.
Meat. No, but yeah, but red meat specifically isn't as good for you as anything I'm going to be eating. So
listen, that whole red meat isn't good for you thing is such bullshit. Red meat isn't good for you if you're 50 years old, out of shape, and eat it five times a week. Otherwise, human beings have been eating red meat for as long as human beings existed. Not to mention the red meat that you're eating is coming directly from the wild, which is as healthy as it could possibly be. So
that's true. I'm just saying my diet is healthier, so I am going to be healthier.
I'm going to eat everything that you're eating plus protein.
Well, I can get the exact same amount of protein. I'm just not going to be eating red meat to do it. which means it's healthier protein.
Now, why are we assuming red meat? All the examples I gave was fish, chicken. And...
So Greg is going dynamite fishing. We've already cleared that up. And he's tickle-sticking a bunch of lobsters.
There's a lot of different arguments as to which one's healthier, but it's 100%. It's not, you know, guaranteed at all that being vegetarian is healthier. There's plenty of people that would say the exact opposite. I'm just saying, I know that's not the point of it, but
I think it's a big part of it.
It's definitely a big part of it.
I mean, I'm on the side of a short, happy life filled with meat, protein. And...
So what's up with the new diet then lately?
My new diet with the fish?
Yeah.
That's just me getting more into fish, different types, and found a fish market local in Plainville. It's great.
Yeah, so Greg, just to be clear, now you're basically only going to eat cod because that's all you can fish for.
I mean, maybe, you didn't say I had to stay in New England.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? He's going to be traveling all over the world.
World traveler now.
No, no. That's the thing. You got to keep your everyday like schedule. Like, for example, I don't know what you guys think you're going to be eating. Like, you might be lucky to kill an elk or like something like that. Or a deer or whatever, but I don't even know a place where there's wild cow in like a forest. I don't even know where cows are wild. So
I mean, Abby brought me a bunny not too long ago, so her slow
wild
butt can
cow
do it.
In a forest.
Exactly. Like, where are cows even wild? Like, you're not going to have a regular steak.
First of all, I don't know exactly where there are bull, but it's different than like the cow you see on farm. It's like what a cow actually is, and they're plentiful in the wild. So you're 100% going to have to change up your life routine because getting food depends on it. So if Greg's going out to Alaska to wrestle bears and catch salmon, then that's what he's got to do.
Tons of fly fishing as well in New England on the rivers and streams.
Fly fishing, Jesus Christ.
Fun fact on cows. The Scottish name for a cow is a coo.
I'd like a fact check on that.
Casey, I would love to, like, I would love for you to paint me a picture of, like, what, not that I've ever been hunting, it's something that I am interested in trying. But
well, that's the other thing. You have to learn how to hunt well.
100%.
So realistically, how long do you think it's going to be before you kill an elk or a deer?
I mean, I would say my problem with that would be less as much learning how to do it and more so like figuring out the time to go travel and find it. You know what I mean? Dude, I literally have a cousin that's a hunting guide in Montana, or at least he was. Like, there's plenty of ways. I could go to Greg right now and be like, Greg, fucking teach me how to shoot a gun. Just like that, I got my aim down. And
wait, did you sign up for this lifestyle and you don't know how to shoot yet?
Yeah. That's exactly what he did.
I've shot before.
You shot shotguns.
I'm sure you can improve my accuracy, Greg. I have no doubt about that. So, I mean, dude, it's a weekend trip up to New Hampshire. You've got your rifle in the back, and
I think you're far overconfident in your ability to kill an animal right now.
I'm not saying I would do it my first time. I'm just saying that if I have an experienced hunter there with me, which to some extent I would plan on doing, then it's really just a matter of can you shoot a gun? Which, again, I don't think it would take like that. Maybe I'd be not eating meat for like a few months and then eventually I'd get it down.
Well, that was the thing I was talking about where you have to eat the same amount of meat you eat now. So like you'd basically have to make hunting a full-time thing until you figure out how to do it well enough to just do it on the weekends.
You're going to give me no time to learn how to hunt?
No, not if I can't eat eggs.
I gave you eggs and fish.
I thought I was just giving fish. And no, I would. No, you didn't give me fish. You might have given me eggs, but you told me I gotta go dynamite fishing.
Not dynamite, just regular. And the
lobster
farm fresh. The eggs have to be farm fresh.
Okay, well, yeah, I eat farm fresh eggs now, so that's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, I mean, if this was actually thrust upon me, this decision, like no matter what, I would I'm not even kidding right now. I would see it literally as an opportunity to be like, okay, I have to go like learn how to hunt and then eat like real food for the rest of my life. That's how in on this I am.
Yeah, my thing is just like, I have all my time dedicated to stuff right now that I'm not willing to do. So it's more about just like, I don't want to change my life in any way. And being a vegetarian, I just have to slightly change my diet because I don't eat that much meat as it is.
Yeah, I guess on my mind, I would be more on the Bennett side. And I think you'd have a lot cleaner meat. It would probably taste a lot better, being a little more natural. Some of it's probably gamier. Right.
So I mean, it's
gotta work around that. Probably get some stronger jaws.
I mean, Casey, just imagine Greg and I sitting there with a sharp steak knife and a sizzling piece of meat, and you've got, I don't know, man,
my farm fresh eggs,
kale, and you've got fish with a little bit of dynamite stuck in there.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd be too happy with that.
I would have to eat fish stew all the time.
Can't have any more buffalo chicken.
No buffalo chicken?
Well, I'll switch to buffalo tofu pretty quick.
Ugh.
Buffalo farm fresh eggs.
Oh, man.
What, do you want a bean burger for your main course?
All right. Well, I think like Greg said, empirically, the question actually leans more towards the other one. So I'm glad we figured it out halfway through. But I'm definitely sticking with being a vegetarian if I have to eat the same amount of meat I eat every day now. Who we'd really like to hear from, though, is the listeners. What would you guys rather? Would you rather – well, I mean, granted, a lot of people might be vegetarian already. But if you're not, would you rather be a vegetarian forever or consume the same amount of meat you eat now and stick with that level, but you have to go hunt the meat that you're going to eat? Gentlemen, any closing remarks?
Go meat.
you heard it here.
All right. Well, Greg, it's been a true pleasure having you. Next time we'll have a question that's a little more difficult to tackle.
Thanks for bringing me on, guys.
Hey, Greggy, good talking to you, man. Yeah, next time we'll find one that's I don't know, a little on the wilder side, I guess. Not that hunting wouldn't be crazy, but you know.
Bring it on.
There you go. All right, love you both. Talk to you soon.
See you guys.
See ya.
Later.